And Jackie Hendry joins us now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio as we talk about not only what you just heard, but what's ahead for South Dakota Focus tonight on SDPB TV. Jackie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
All right, you're part of the South Dakota Focus taping for tonight's show. Tell us who else we're going to hear from tonight along with Stephanie Rissler.
Well, our other guests will be Carmen Stewart, the Head Start Director at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Jessica Castleberry is with the South Dakota Association for the Education of Young Children. And also at the table, Billy Sutton, of course, former state senator and also of the Billy Sutton Leadership Institute, but he was there largely to add context to kind of the history of legislative conversations about early childhood education before his time as a state senator ended.
All right, so we all kind of remember then state senator Billy Sutton talking about pre-K. What sort of things did he have to say about where the resistance for pre-K public funding comes from?
The best he seemed to understand is that it comes to a lack of understanding on the issue, or maybe just varying worldviews on the issue. So a lot of the resistance tends to be balking at potential costs for state funding of preschool, but he says it's less about looking at cost and more of looking at the positive aspects of investing in early childhood education. We hear all kinds of different statistics, anywhere from $7 to $10 to $13 return on investment for every $1 invested in early childhood education. He pointed to this. Also, the concern from legislators, as we have heard in the past, say from Speaker Haugard, that if we develop an early learning advisory council, for instance, just to gather data on what this looks like in our state, that it's almost a slippery slope to then funding and then maybe even mandating preschool. Billy Sutton says that's not necessarily the case, but that trepidation is what is holding us back.
All right. So what is the value, as he sees it, of that early learning advisory council?
He sees that as a chance for the state of South Dakota to focus on where we might be lacking, where we might be able to make gains, and then potentially even target areas that the state could really funnel in that support.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what he sees, you know, the most recent challenges are on how to move forward.
Right. And as far as those conversations go in peer moving forward, Billy Sutton says it needs to be a change for those that believe he says that those in favor of early childhood education really need to stay the course.
I think it's too important of an issue to not continue to build support at the state level. We're one of a handful of states that doesn't offer state support for early childhood education. And that, to me, I mean, we're behind. And there are thousands of kids that are getting left out that maybe aren't part of Head Start or they're on a waiting list to participate and to learn. And we're putting those kids at a disadvantage compared to other kids. And that's just not right. So I think it's too important of a conversation to just say, no, we'll just stop talking about it there. We'll just move on. I mean, even knowing that when I brought legislation that it might fail, that doesn't mean that I can't make gains and that I can't continue to get more people on board and build support. And also, there's another generation of leaders coming that are going to be taking those seats. And we need to continue that conversation and make sure they're educated and that they're on the forefront of bringing change to South Dakota.
All right. Also tonight in South Dakota Focus, we hear from Carmen Stewart, Head Start Director at USD. Jackie, tell us a little bit about Head Start and the federal dollars there.
Right. So generally, the way that Head Start works, it's a federally funded program that works by giving grants to different organizations. For instance, the University of South Dakota receives grants and different institutions like this. And then those grantees provide that kind of community-based program to serve children from lower-income families.
Also on tonight's show, Jessica Castleberry with the Association for Education of Young Children. Who are they? Give me an overview of who they are.
So they're the state affiliate for the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Their main purpose is just promoting high-quality early learning experiences for all young children, regardless of income level, location, all these other factors. And their focus is on children from birth to age 8, so within that kind of elementary years, not just the preschool years. And they also serve to connect individuals with resources. services. That's anyone working in early learning for young children. So that could be educators and parents or anyone in between, and also anyone providing any sort of services or supports for those children as well.
So throughout the month, we've had these conversations. We've seen some really innovative things that are happening. We've seen some frustration and some lawmakers saying there's really no appetite going forward for that legislation. What are the first steps to make this conversation go forward? You almost get stuck at this point because
right.
You hear all this information on one side and then everybody says, yep, and nobody wants to move forward in peer.
Exactly. Well, Jessica Castleberry, really, with that Association for the Education of Young Children, speaks to that on South Dakota Focus. She says, on the one hand, this idea of early childhood education getting a lot of media coverage, say, through us or newspapers, especially over the last couple of years, and that attention continues to grow, and in some ways that appetite with parents continues to grow. So on that hand, it might seem like a good time to continue pushing this in peer. But she says there's also possibly another option for this conversation.
But on the other hand, it seems like every time we bring something forward, and this is for the past couple of years as well as the past couple of decades, we get the same arguments. And so there's a potential there that I think needs to be tapped into for some relationship building, for some, also, as Billy had mentioned, for some education, and just to really help outline what we mean when we're talking about early learners and early learning, and really getting the message across that we're talking about quality and resources for all children. In all environments, that this isn't a question of state mandating, it's a question of state funding.
And maybe it's as simple as changing how we refer to early learning instead of calling it preschool.
Right. Yeah.
Early learning opportunities, early learning classrooms. So I learned a lot this month. I don't know
right.
about you, Jackie, and much more coming tonight on South Dakota Focus with Stephanie Ressler. That's on SDPB TV1 tonight, 8 Central, 7 Mountain. And you'll be able to see all our South Dakota Public Broadcasting content, all the interviews that we did, transcripts from all those interviews, everything put up on our website, sdpb.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, a lot of that coverage and those great features. And, you know, when you get right down to it, it's just awfully fun to watch kids, kids that age being kids that age. That's
yep.
the bright spot in all this.
Takes me to the good old days.
SDPB's Jackie Hendry, thank you so much.